How to Effectively Listen and Learn ESL Audio by Leola Motley. Copyright, C, 2017, all rights reserved by Leola Publications. Listening is crucial to learning the English language. Listening to English speakers improves an ESL learner's pronunciation and the flow of his or her words. For ESL learners to have success with speaking the English language, they must first listen to what is being said. Listening requires thinking. It is critical, because it acts as a reinforcer and gate to learning. There are a variety of ways to help an ESL learner with his or her listening skills. In this book, ESL learners will learn how to effectively listen and interrupt words and how they are used. Student will do this by doing a variety of exercises, like role-playing, reinforcers, sequencing, reading passages, and dialogues. ESL learners benefit from fun activities and being engaged when learning lessons. Role-playing, reinforcers, sequencing, reading passages, and dialogues are some fun ways to teach effectively listening and improve listening skills. Role play helps a student with his or her listening skills, and it expands vocabulary and grammar. Reinforcers help a student to remember what he or she learned and build a student's confidence. Sequencing helps an ESL learner to organize information, express him or herself, and to comprehend. There are many factors to a student's comprehension. The words must be decoded, and the students must know the meaning of the words they are hearing or seeing. Sequencing can be done through audio and visual learning. At the end of this book, ESL learners will be able to listen effectively and improve their listening skills and feel confident. Part A. Listening is a very important part of learning the English language. It's where comprehension takes place. To have effective communication, one needs to be able to listen. Listening to English and understanding what you hear requires hearing a word over and over. It's important for an ESL learner to be able to comprehend the meaning and the intention of the speaker's words. The goal of giving ESL learners listening lessons is to boost and enhance their listening comprehension. If students are taught correctly, they are able to comprehend the main points in their listening lessons. Because words are used in many ways, hearing words repeatedly helps to remember and understand them. Part B. Many students get stuck on details, words, and phrases. This causes them not to be able to get a clear understanding of the main points that is presented in an audio. An important part of listening is to listen for details. This helps students to grasp important, detailed, and relevant information. This is where listening in sequences come in play at. When students receive information and instructions to follow, it is important for them to follow them in the order that is given. Having ESL learners listen to specific exercises and talk about the audio in a specific order helps them to be able to sequence events correctly and know what steps are needed. Listening exercises are also good for teaching new words or going over previously taught words. This is done to help students identify and remember categorized words like food and animals. There are all forms of listening. It is important for a learner to listen to what a person is saying, and not what he or she is literally saying. The way a person thinks, feels, his or her attitude and opinion can be interpreted in many ways. As an ESL learner, it is crucial to be able to identify the differences among the four. Part C, read the below and fill in the blanks. I like the color blue, because it is pretty. I have a blue baseball cap and blue pants. Most people like blue, because it's bright and it reflects their personality. Do you have a favorite color? What is it? Why do you think most people like the color blue? Part C, Exercise 1. Reading the dialogue. T stands for teacher and S stands for student. How tall are you?
Kelly, I'm average height.
Timothy, how tall are you?
Kelly, I'm 5'11", I wish I was taller.
Timothy, compared to me, all my friends are small.
Kelly, when I play basketball, I'm the smallest one on the team.
Part C, Exercise 2, put the below in the correct sequence. I got up this morning. I went for a run.
I took a shower. I ate breakfast. I brush my teeth. Part D, repeat after me. I need to go to the doctor. I have a fever. I have a terrible cold. Every time I cough, it hurts. My throat is on fire. Part D, exercise 1 dialogue. Tom, hi Jenny, how have you been?
Jenny, I'm not doing too well.
Tom, what wrong?
Jenny, I let my brother borrow my car.
Jenny, he was in a terrible accident.
Tom, sorry to hear that.
Tom, did you have car insurance?
Jenny, my insurance won't pay for the damages, my brother was at fault.
Tom, cheer up, things will get better.
Listening exercises to give students to help them improve their listening skills.
Exercise 1, choose a short listening lesson that can easily summarized, such as a news report. Prepare some short simple questions for the student to read before listening to the audio. Have the student listen to the audio, and then summarize in 2 or 3 sentences what he or she think the main points are.
Exercise 2, have a student listen to a short audio about cleaning his or her room. Have the student write down the steps in the correct order, as he or she is listening to the audio. Afterwards, have the student tell you in order how to clean his or her room.
Exercise 3, have a student listen to an audio that talks about food and have the student write down what they hear and describe the types of food mentioned. This helps a student with their listening skills and their memorization skills.
Exercise 4, have the student write and talk about an animal, and make the sounds of the animal. Afterwards, you write and talk about an animal, and make the animal sounds. Ask the student what did he or she hear and have the student tell you in a sequence what you said. This helps a student to put things in chronological order and keeps him or her engaged in the listening activity.
Exercise 5, give the student an audio to listen to about a person having difficulties. Ask the student to describe to you what he or she heard, and give his or her opinion. Give the student words of empathy and condolences, such as, I'm sorry the person is going through this. My heart is really hurting for him or her. Ask the student to explain to you again about the audio and use words of empathy to do so. This is a good memory and listening reinforcer, and it teaches the student about giving empathy and condolences. This concludes this audio.